This is KVNF's Jody Peterson with some news updates. A transmission line project proposed for Ouray and San Juan counties would provide increased service, reliability, and a backup power source for communities like Ridgeway, Ouray, and surrounding rural areas. Fiber optic capacity would also be added to the new line and could be used to expand broadband service. The U.S. Forest Service is seeking comments on the proposal, which would allow San Miguel Power Association to reconstruct an existing 16-mile transmission line known as the Red Mountain Line. The 30-day comment period begins on April 6th. Contact the Ouray District of the Forest Service for more information. The Center for Mental Health in Montrose has behavioral care professionals available for current clients and for those needing mental health counseling. As COVID-19 continues to spread, people may have an increased need for counseling as anxiety, depression, addiction issues, and feelings of isolation increase. The center now offers a support line at 970-252-6220, which is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, staffed by trained healthcare providers who can offer immediate support or direct you to other resources. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has launched a new trail closure tracking feature on its Colorado Trail Explorer app. The Trail Explorer app, called CoTrex, is now monitoring trail-related COVID-19 closures across Colorado. While outdoor recreation is important for physical and mental health during the pandemic, staying close to home and limiting travel for recreation is essential to prevent the spread of the virus. To find new trail opportunities in your community, use the free CoTrex app, which contains more than 45,000 miles of public trails in Colorado. CoTrex is spelled C-O-T-R-E-X. And some reminders from Montrose County. Please maintain physical distance of at least 6 feet in between yourself and those outside your immediate family at all times to help stop the spread of this virus. Please limit grocery shopping trips to as few family members as you can and try to shop as infrequently as possible. Governor Jared Polis announced that all Coloradans should now wear cloth face coverings when they go out for essential functions like grocery shopping. Data suggests that up to 1 in 4 people infected with COVID do not show symptoms, yet they're still spreading infected respiratory droplets. Masks make a big difference in helping to protect others if a person is infected and doesn't know it. The state has partnered with ColoradoMaskProject.com. This is KVNF News.